Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever wondered why America is so angry? I'm talking about our politics, why our current political atmosphere is so unshakably heated. Anytime one side tries to talk to the other, or vice versa, it gets so heated and so extreme. Well, let me show you this clip coming from the President of the United States, Donald Trump, who I see as solely responsible for the current political atmosphere. Over the past decade, he has amped up the tension. His claim to fame in American politics was saying that Obama wasn't born in America, casting doubt on Obama's birth certificates. And a decade later, he's calling for the hanging of Democratic senators, as he did a few days ago. He speaks in front of the military and says that Democrats are gnats who need to be taken care of. And in this speech that I'm about to play for you, he lays the groundwork to mobilize even more troops into Chicago, where I live and I work. He calls Governor J.B. Pritzker a fat slob. Could you imagine if Obama called any Republican a fat slob? Or if Biden did that? Biden one time gave a speech in front of a red light, like there was red lighting behind him, and they said that was proof that Biden is a fascist. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says he wants to mobilize the military into blue cities because the governor is a fat slob, and he wants to arrest other blue state governors, and we're supposed to sit back and take it. He starts off his quote-unquote Thanksgiving speech by bringing up Hunter Biden. And then he can't even tell his joke about Hunter Biden being pardoned like the turkey without looking to Pam Bondi and immediately, very seriously and criminally telling her to weaponize the DOJ even further.
Where's Hunter? No, Hunter's was good. That was the one pardon, Pam, that was good, right? The rest of them are all invalid. I don't know what the hell you're going to do about that, but that's now we're going to take a little of the joke, and that is a mess.
I was watching an interview from Trump in 2015. He was on Jimmy Kimmel or some show like that. And he was actually kind of lighthearted and like funny. Like he was actually telling jokes that were at his own expense. I'm not joking. He used to have a different vibe. Now, when he's reading off his pre-written joke, he immediately goes into the darkest political mode possible. Hey, Pam Bondi, the attorney general, the highest law enforcement in the United States, can you invalidate Biden's pardons? Like that is some batshit crazy stuff. Donald Trump then talks about J.B. Pritzker, talks about a Pritzker joke. I was going to talk about he just goes on this unhinged rampage about Pritzker and calls him a fat slob. Take a listen.
You're not going to have these crimes that are making the newspapers and the front page of every newspaper and television story, news story, will make Chicago a safe place very quickly. I looked at the various cases, granting mercy, discovering that the terrible trauma that everyone's going through. And I had a little bit of a Pritzker joke. I was going to talk about Pritzker in size, but when I talk about Pritzker, I get angry because he's not letting us do the job. So I'm not going to tell my Pritzker joke. They have a very cute little joke, you know. Some speechwriter wrote some joke about his weight. But I would never want to talk about his weight. I don't talk about people being fat. I refuse to talk about the fact that he's a fat slob. I don't mention it.
And then in this next clip, Donald Trump talks about a woman who was burned in Chicago in the most tragic way possible. It is a huge tragedy that everybody in Chicago is still grappling with, that the police are still investigating. And Donald Trump uses it to lay the groundwork to send in troops to Chicago, send in more troops to quote-unquote fight crime in Chicago. Take a listen.
Just fine. And I want to thank the National Guard. I want to thank Pete Hegseth. The job you've done here is incredible. And I hear you having the same kind of success in Memphis, Tennessee, where you had an even worse situation. And Memphis crime is down 64% in 3 weeks. And by the time you have 4 or 5 weeks, you're going to have it down almost where there won't be crime. And we could do that in Chicago, by the way, if they would let us. If the mayor was a low IQ person, but he should understand this. This is a very serious thing. You saw all the crime that took place last night, the night before. The woman with the burning, they burned the woman. To be talking about that now, they burned this beautiful woman riding in a train. A man was arrested 72 times. 72 times, think of that. And they'll let him out again. The liberal judges will let him out again. But we're ready to go. You know, we've been moving toward Chicago. We have a governor that thinks it's wonderful that only like 7 people were killed this week. But we are moving toward doing it, and we're going to, if crime gets, it's horrible what's happening in Chicago. We could make Chicago a safe city in a period of 4 weeks. In a period of 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 10 weeks, it would be totally safe. And the people of Chicago want us to go there. And if you look at...
Trump then lies and claims that they haven't had a murder in D.C. in 6 months.
Murders, we're having murders, like a lot of murders, on a weekly basis. We haven't had a murder in 6 months. And it doesn't sound good even to say that. We haven't had a murder in 6 months. But when you are averaging one and even sometimes two a week, and you haven't had one in 6 months, you can walk with your family down the middle of any street, go to a restaurant, you won't get in. They're opening new restaurants all over.
When I go on to these CNN debates, I am trying over and over to show that the president of the United States is held to a different standard. I can say something about Republicans that's slightly off or mean, and they will hold me to a higher standard than Donald Trump calling Governor J.B. Pritzker a fat slob. Just a few months ago, he was calling for Governor J.B. Pritzker to be jailed. The president of the United States should not be directing his Department of Justice to target multiple people, including James Comey and Letitia James. We saw how that turned out. That got thrown out because of how much of a bunk case it was. The president of the United States is using rhetoric that is not only fascistic, divisive, tearing the country apart, but is taking us back to a pre-constitutional order where he is able to sic his dogs at the DOJ on any political opponent that he sees fit. We need to stand up to this type of stuff every single day. And like, dude, Biden's presidency wasn't perfect. I have some criticisms of Biden and of Merrick Garland and of the people around them. I could make a whole video on my criticisms. If you want me to do that, then drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I mean, maybe there's better, my time is better spent talking about other things at this point. But I have criticisms of Biden, but at least his Thanksgiving speeches were normal. It was like a normal human being telling a speech, giving a speech that showed that he loved America. These are just sick, sadistic speeches. And I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.